As many companies struggle to survive beyond their infancy, reaching a decade of success is a notable achievement. To celebrate Second Generation Exteriors' 10-year business anniversary, owner and founder Brad Lambert reflects on the journey. Before starting his business, Lambert played professional hockey in the Alberta Junior Hockey League and then in the North American Hockey League in Quebec. He signed a PTO contract with the Columbus Blue Jackets in 2005 and spent some time on their affiliate teams. You need to find your role and what you bring to the team and excel at that, he notes. These principles of teamwork and individual contribution helped to guide him as he transitioned from professional athletics to entrepreneurship. Lambert's early exposure to the industry came through his father, Lawrence, who owned an exteriors company in Leduc. After learning the trade from his father at an early age, Lambert came back to work with him after retiring from professional hockey. The last 10 years of his career, Dad didn't even have to submit pricing. People would send him a blueprint and say, "Lawrence, go ahead and do it," and Dad would bill them. He was just that honest, and that's what I pride myself on being as well, says Lambert. The name Second Generation Exteriors is a constant reminder for him to uphold his father's integrity, workmanship, and transparency. The creation of Second Generation Exteriors happened organically. One summer afternoon, he was hanging out on his driveway in Airdrie when his neighbor noticed his garage was full of siding. That neighbor hired Lambert to replace the siding on her house. We ended up doing her house, and her neighbor's house, and their neighbor's house, and that was the point that I realized that I could do this on my own. Staying competitive in the contracting industry has come with its own set of challenges. Demand for exterior work is often dictated by factors outside anyone's control, such as hail and windstorms. One way to stay competitive is to always be looking for innovation in the industry, such as new materials, application methods, and new safety and code practices. This is one of the most interesting areas of the job, in Lambert's opinion, and he is always first to try new products or apply new practices to his business. Lambert's philosophy for steering the company has changed alongside his philosophy for how he lives his life. He started the company thinking that he wanted it to grow into a $50 million a year contractor, but quickly realized that his priority was to create a business that supports the lifestyle he wants for his two children. In this endeavor, he has found a new perspective on growth. The key is being in a place where our growth isn't stale, but sustainable. Whether or not there will be a third generation exteriors is still to be seen, but Lambert is optimistic. When he was working with his father at a young age, he did not see contracting as an avenue for his life. Now he is grateful for the path his father laid for him, although he does not have expectations that his own children will choose the same path. He views second generation exteriors as an instrument to create options for his children. Whether that is the means to pay for their education, give them their first summer jobs, or to pass down the company one day, he will be able to support his children's choices. What I'm trying to do is give them the opportunity that my father gave me, to do whatever they want to do. Learn more online and on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn.